So they just about put heavy lumber across it and round and so on, and made a concrete top over it, I think is the way they did, and put just a hand pump in there to get the water out of that well. And we did away with all this deal of having a bucket in there to have to pull that water up and down. So, and so anyway, it's still a good well of water.
Yes, ma'am.
And so back during the water this summer, when they'd have a little time, but they trying to get a bathroom fixed between the house and the well, and get it ready for where they can get water in to the bathroom that will be attached to the house and so on.
Yes.
After all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, they just sometimes some of them out there over the weekend and can work a little while. See, they all work somewhere. Billy lives here in town. He works with the U.S. Geological Survey in Jackson. And Alton, the one that was sitting here, is the Methodist preacher at Salus. Mm. Then David, the one's over there, is with Mississippi Valley Gas in Greenwood. Manages it over there. And then Carrie, that had just gone by, something that lives here in town, works for the city water and light plant. And Akron is over at Leland, and he has a big trailer out here at the Bailey Lake out in the edge of town. And of course he's retired, and he doesn't get out too much work. Then Reese is retired at Inverness, Methodist preacher, and he's not able to do much.
Mm.
Then Percy, my oldest son, is a veteran. That he is in a wheelchair, and he can't move this hand much more than that.
Hmm.
And he can't move this hand but just about like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so his wife has to do everything for him. Get him off the bed into the wheelchair, and then push him to the table, and then feed him, and all like that.
Mm.
He lives in Jackson.
Yes, ma'am.
Then Carol Wade lives in Laverne, Alabama, and he has a store.
That's not far from where I live. It's only about 20 miles away.
Well, you just go in there and see him sometime.
What's his name?
C-A-R-O-L. That was my name, you said.
And what kind of store does?
He calls it John and Down Store. It's got, he calls it John and Down Store.
John and Down Store.
Listen, it's Mitchell. He bought it from Mitchell. And I think Mitchell's name is still maybe on the store or something. I'm not sure about that. But he has everything, yet it's just everything, and there's not any just one shop.
Is it hardware or?
That's why I say he has just a little of most anything. And so he and his wife and two children live there.
And this is one of your sons?
Mm-hmm. Carol Wade.
Is the store in the downtown area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll probably go back through Luverne on the way home. I'll stop and tell my sawyers.
Well, he was over here. He climbed Friday at dinner and then went to this wedding Saturday night, and then to the reunion Sunday, and he left from the reunion headed home Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good long drive.
It is. That's it.